Announcements today. First off, very exciting. The Super Bowl Sunday, February 4th, New York City Hooters has 60 high-def flat-screen TVs and, as you know, mouth-watering food. I love those wings. If you go, you can enter your name to win a 55-inch HD TV. Besides being a good time and just a lot of fun, it's a great event. You want to check this out. That's Hooters. Okay. The drawing will be held at halftime. You must be present to win. So that's Manhattan's Hooters, 155 West 33rd Street, across from Madison Square Garden. I've been there numerous times. It is a fun place, everybody. I think it's the kind of thing you can bring the family to, too. If you're football fans, why not? Check it out. Okay, what else? We got Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and that's on Blog Talk Radio. And Betty Jo will be featuring Betty Davis tribute, so you don't want to miss that. Betty has the best guest in the world. Okay, and don't forget, you can get her book, It Had to Be Us, on Amazon, I believe. I think it's a Kindle edition, and it's been turned into a movie, Cake, a Love Story, winning awards all around the world. Pretty cool, because I'm in it. Ah! Okay, big shout out to my friend Gail, and let's see, who else? George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. You go to Tune In right here in Miramar, and that's where you can listen. And then you go to his Facebook page, the Mom and Pop Shop, and you could follow along and comment on the thread Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Okay. One more shout-out, too. Let's see. Well, I got two shout-outs from my friend Gordon. Thank you for coming in my show, Gordon, Susan Jeremy showed. It's a lot of fun. Gordon wants to let you know that comedian Sunda Kroonquist brings chutzpah to Gotham Comedy Club. And that will be, let me see, chutzpah will showcase Gotham Comedy Club Sunday, January 14th. Why, that is this week. And you want to check that out at Gotham Comedy Club. Actress, comedian Sunda Kroonquist. Am I saying her name right? You know what? I'll play a little bit of her comedy. I think I have it on the switchboard. Admission is $20 plus two drinks. It's 18 and over. Showtime's at 7. I will unfortunately be doing a show myself uptown. Well, I guess I have more things to promote. All right. It's Sunday Night Improv at Stand Up New York. 7 p.m. show. Come check it out. If you come early and take the class, just show up, about, I think, 5:30. Take the class. You can see the show for free. It's only $10. Best deal in New York City. check that out. You got Linda Hill, Tom Carosa, me, Chris Hoyle. It's going to be fun. I believe Ian Pryor. I'm trying to remember everybody. So check that out. Okay, one more thing to promote. Okay, tonight, Otto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. It's No Name and a Bag of Chips. Free show, 7 p.m. Buy a drink, win stuff. It's got a lineup of top talent performing there tonight, run by Eric Vedder. And the band is fantastic, so you, the Summer Replacements, you want to check them out too. What a deal. Free. Well, I've given you a lot to do in this weekend. So now what I got to do is find what happened to my switchboard and all this running around here. Okay. Oh, I lost my switchboard. All right, because I'm in the chat room. Okay, we'll find it again. Don't worry. Okay, here we go. I got to go all the way back to open it up, to get out of the chat, and I got to get out of the chat to get to my own studio. This is crazy. Help me, Blog Talk Radio. Make it simple, please. All righty, here we go. All right. That was a lot, wasn't it? Okay, okay, let's see. Oh, I love this. This is a song by Tom Carosa. He's so funny.
Would you like to go to somewhere that's far? You won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun. Once you are there, you won't ever care. You'll see more than you thought you could see. Would you like to go where time stands still? It's closer than you know, no. And it guarantees you a thrill. If you believe, you won't want to leave. You'll stay there where there's never a bell. Indigo.
First engagement at the Palace Theater, said you just wouldn't come to New York without a certain young comic. Want him on the bill? His name was Alan King. As you all recall, from the time he opened the Palace Theater, he became the rage of New York. Now he actually commutes to England because he's the number one comedy star in England. So let's have a wonderful welcome for Alan King.
Thank you very much. Seems a little chilly for July 5th. I don't know. But, I am very happy to be here tonight. Of course, Ed has been so kind to mention my commuting to England. I just had a great thrill. I was on the command performance for Her Majesty the Queen of England. I hope you mind if I spend a few minutes discussing this, because with my background, you know, I'm not too familiar with royalty usually, you know. I once got drunk with Count Basie in Cincinnati. We were up in Glasgow, Scotland, for the command. It was a great occasion. We were all standing backstage after the performance, and the Lord Mayor of Glasgow just walked around with the Queen. You know, he was so excited. I wasn't, because I was drunk, you know. That's where they make the stuff, you know, up there. It's beautiful. It comes out of the tap. I was standing there, and of course, very nervous, and Lord Mayor said, "Your Majesty, may I present Mr. King from America?" And she said, "How do you do, Mr. King?" And I said, "How do you do, Mrs. Queen?" I don't think I'll ever go back. No, but she was a very charming lady. Of course, my wife was there with me, but she didn't meet the Queen. Of course, that was when I was there. Now, to hear the story, you think that she doesn't make a move without my wife, you know, because women lie a lot. No, I mean this. You know, I've been married 12 years. I found out that when a man becomes successful in any degree, it's the woman that changes. Now, I come from the Lower East Side of New York. I never met a comedian that didn't come from the Lower East Side. I know a very talented comedian from Cincinnati moved to the Lower East Side of New York. And actually, I live so far downtown, 14th Street was like Connecticut to me, you know. And, yes. I met my wife there. We come from the same neighborhood. In fact, my family had more money than my wife's family. And we were on relief. You can imagine what a thrilling thing. Of course, to look at my wife today, you'd never dream she came from so humble a beginning. You think she came from a plantation in Virginia somewhere. And that's one of the reasons she's not too happy with me, because I'm the only one left that remembers where she came from. Time she opens up a big mouth, I remind her where she came from. I like to think back the old days when we were so happy, so much in love. We were married 2 years. My wife told me I was to become a father. This is a big moment in your life. I like the way the women tell you important things. They don't discuss it over the dinner table or during the evening. They wait till you're sound asleep. Have you ever noticed that? It aggravates them that you're sleeping. Now, my wife stays up all night because she hasn't got no place to go in the morning, you know. She watches the late show, the late, late show. She salutes the flag, sings the Star Spangled Banner. She waits for the thought for the day. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but remember what a wet horse smells like and all that. I was asleep, as I said, and my wife walks in. Now, when the woman walks in, you're asleep. They do little things to find out if you're really asleep, you know. Like all the lights go on, they slam the door, the stools go down, and then the cough. You ever hear a polite cough? Then she says, "Are you up?" Well, even if you're dead, you react a little. Then they get alongside of you, and they stop at the elbows. You ever get the harpoon in the ribs in the middle of the night? Alan, if you're not doing anything, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm always busy at this hour. I play polo every morning at 5 o'clock. What do you want? She says, "I have a strange desire for some exotic food." She said, "Run down to the All Night Delicatessen and get me a corned beef sandwich with some chocolate sprinkles, some whipped cream, a piece of watermelon, and a sour pickle." Sleepy as I was, I realized that this was it, you know. I had seen enough movies to know that this is the way it is. You ever ever notice when a woman is expecting how she really takes charge of your life? The first thing, of course, the neighborhood wasn't good enough anymore. Yeah. She said, I don't want my children growing up in this neighborhood. I can't afford where I'm living now. What do you want from me? The kid comes, you don't like the neighborhood, let him move. I'm staying right here. She says, Alan, let's buy a house. Now, you know, I've been making fun of the suburbs for many years, and this is actually the way I moved out there. He said, let's buy a house. Everybody's doing it. You remember. 10 years ago, the exodus from the city to the suburbs, someone cut a ribbon, they fired a pistol, and the land grants were out. Onward to the suburbs, these gallant pioneers with the covered wagons and the mink stoles hanging out the back. You know, everybody out there. I bought a house for $48,000. It was listed to sell for $12,500. But I wanted extras, you know. Little things like I needed windows, I wanted a floor in one room. Own your own home. Save your money all your life so you become your own janitor. That's all it is. The only time my wife talks to me is, Alan, take out the garbage. I say, we didn't eat. Where's the garbage coming from? She can't stand to see me sit still for 5 minutes. She collects the garbage from the neighbors just so I can pick it up. Suburbs, what a ridiculous place to live. Nobody talks to anybody. It's a competition thing out there, you know. I've got one neighbor I haven't seen in 4 years. He's hiding because he knows I want him to go partners on the hedges. That's the big thing, you know, the lawns. You ever see Sunday in the suburbs? You ever see how ridiculous the men look? They work hard 6 days a week. Come Sunday, they're on all fours like dogs crawling around. They all have the same outfits, you know. Bermuda shorts, sneakers, bony knees. And they all have the shirt with the alligator on it, like a bag. How would you like to come home from a drunk on Saturday night and Sunday morning at 6:45, the neighbors are out? They cut the grass with a motorboat where I live. You say, what's going on down there? They say, oh, good morning, Mr. King. They don't drink, you know. They're up. They're ready to go. Say, what are you going to do about the crabgrass? I'm going to let it lay there till 3 o'clock. Then I'll decide what to do. I hope the lawn rots. I hope it spreads to everybody else's lawn. In the middle of a television rehearsal, my wife calls me on the phone, crying, screaming. I rush home. She's standing in front of the house. Alan, lawn is dying. I didn't even know it was sick. What do you want me to do? I've got a gardener. Oh, he's brilliant, brilliant. He was telling me I have sour soil. I told my wife not to marry me. It's hereditary. Oh, that sour soil before me. What do you do about it? Gardner says, we use Kentucky bluegrass. That's the finest grass seed in the world. But they don't tell you it only grows in Kentucky. I gotta buy a racehorse for $3,700. Let him walk around the grounds every afternoon. You think the gardens are the only thing to worry about? What about the decorators? Are they beautiful? My wife just found 2 beautiful decorators. Well, a set of bookends like this you never saw. They come to the house once a week. They fly around the room. They're always wearing sandals. Could be snow on the ground. They wear sandals. And they're always coming back from Italy. They never go. They're always coming back. They keep saying, in this corner, we'll put some ivy. You know about ivy. If you have a piece of furniture that has a hole in it, immediately becomes a planter. You know, the ivy, we got it coming out of faucets, keyholes, cracks in the walls. Did you see the new thing where they open up the drawer and the ivy hangs out of the drawer? And my socks and underwear are laying on the floor with the ivy coming out of the drawer. And my wife keeps telling me the reason we live out there is for the children. Better schools, which is, of course, ridiculous. We live directly across the street from a public school, and my boy can't attend. We don't live in the zone. They got kids from out of state going to the school, but we don't live in the zone. They tell me the zone line runs right through my house. According to them, if my kid slept in the garage, he could go to this school. I'll tell you, the truth, I could go on like this for hours, but I'll be honest with you. The only reason is I don't ever finish this thing. I'd like to finish it by selling my house. You've been a delightful audience, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy July 4th weekend, and good night. That's it.
This next song's for Betty Jo Tucker.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine. Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time,
to the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all!
Yeah.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So turn back time and enslave all of humanity.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
That's Afterbirth Monkey. I love them so much. They're so funny. All right. Gee, I don't know what... You know, I do explain things to you on my switchboard where I have all the music and comedy stored. I do abbreviations of things, and so just because I'm a lazy typer, and sometimes I don't know what it is that I did. I have Nancy G.U. Well, let's see what it is.
What can I say about this woman? She's been our friend for years, and she's our friend because she is a wonderful person, and she is damn funny. And best of all, on some nights, she lives across the street. Now, don't misunderstand me. She lives across the street all the time. But on some nights, we say, hey, Nancy, you home? Want to come over and play? And she says, yeah, and we are happier for it. Plus, this is the middle of not only her birthday month, but her birthday week.
Yeah.
Yesterday, right?
Woo! Yep. Oh, this was at Otto's.
Please say hello to our very dear friend,
this
very
okay.
funny, Nancy Lombardo.
They're changing it up on me. They usually do Iron Man because I inspire that in them. And hi to my friend Rudy, who came all the way from wherever it is he comes from. Yeah, there he goes. Thank you, Rudy Kelly. It's great. And you guys, the band is great back here. I'm so glad they stayed awake for the rest of the show. And it's a nice time here. I like this guy's got a good look going on. It's a good look. And you guys are very good, too. You're very good. And you know what? Nothing for a comedian like competing with the noise outside. So basically, like being in your own head at the whole time. And people sitting back here came back. Are you guys musicians back there? No? Yeah, that's right, you. The room is so small. I can only point this far, sir.
The light is on your finger, and I can't really see.
The light is on my finger. I'm home. Yeah, okay. Where are you from, sir?
France.
Oh, you're from France?
Yeah.
I love France.
Me too.
You know, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French. So much. I can eat you up with an escargot first, but I won't. Oh. My name is Pia, right, Pia. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their miso. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. We're French. The French have a sense of humor. We have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to spoon a light bulb? Who needs light? Leading a joke again. Never wanted to. What does she look at? I can't. I'm crazy. I'm sorry, sir. I do love the French.
That was German.
That was German? Edith Piaf is German. Did she go over to the other side? That was a song she did, an angel. Yeah, Blue Angel. Yes, you're right. It's okay. Keep drinking. All the movies will blend into one. And I will be brilliant in your minds. I will just... She's so kind. That one, thank you. Yes, I try to be brilliant. It's what we do in New York. Because we have to be brilliant just across the street. Okay? It's coming. I got this. One truck's coming. This way, a car's coming. I can make this. I don't need the bloody hand-walking man signal to do it. I can do this. Whoosh! We live on the edge in New York. We do. You ever walk through New York? If anybody else from another planet came here, they would go, this is a scary land. We've got things like building up, falling, crashing, blowing up. You know a New Yorker? A New Yorker, somebody walks down the street and hears, that's a New Yorker. Anywhere else we would think somebody died and got shot. Not New York. We're brave here. We don't care. Nothing. You're a real New Yorker. Nothing bothers you. I love New Yorkers because, well, for one thing, I don't know about you people. Anybody from New York live in the city? No? Okay. Bear with me. I don't know.
Oh, I guess that was just a short thing. Good thing I was paying attention. I have no idea why I cut out like that. But okay. Let's just go on. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby.
And now, 10 rip-roaring 20 slang terms due for a comeback.
And also, my television show tonight.
Specifically, a
lady. That's at 7 p.m. www.mnn.org. Okay.
Go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow, a person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water, any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys must be zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in this stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Make my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onions. to be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
All right. The Nancy Lombardo, What's the Buzz and Why? Don't forget, February 4th, Super Bowl at Hooters. Win a 55-inch HDTV. Check it out. Good food, good times. Hooters. That's on 34th Street. Right by Penn Station there. All right, thank you for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host. Big kiss. Bye-bye.